It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
2 Corinthians 4, 6-7 says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." This is one of my absolute favorite passages of Scripture. Paul begins in verse 5 of this chapter expressing that he is a preacher of Jesus and not of himself, indicating that his purpose is to preach the gospel that men may come unto this Jesus. Then in verse 7, Paul explains the utter profundity of what God has done in, for, and through mankind. He says, "But we have this treasure hidden," the King James Version says, "in earthen vessels." This was a reference to the times in which the early church lived. These earthen vessels or clay pots were extremely common in the homes of those who lived in the ancient times of the early church. They were made out of clay, but they were not very durable and completely worthless when or if broken. If you recall the story in Jeremiah 18 of the potter and the clay, when the clay was broken, it would only become of some use or value again by being placed back on the potter's wheel for the potter to make something of that broken clay. So Paul says that God has so placed this treasure in earthen vessels, everyday ordinary clay that everyone has that is cheap and not very durable. Interestingly enough, Paul doesn't say that the treasure was placed into fine china, but cheap and not very durable clay. We are often so drawn to the best packaging, those people and things that seem very well put together with seemingly little to no flaws visible to the human eye. But it is the cheap, not very durable vessel in which God places the treasure. You know, before the word and title Christian and Christianity ever existed, there were the Gnostics and Gnosticism that existed. They held that the body was evil and in no sense was the creation of a good God. This caused them also to deny the doctrine of incarnation, that Jesus was wrapped in humanity. But they got it all wrong. God specializes in placing treasure in feeble vessels. This was signified by the mere fact that God would wrap himself in humanity through and by Jesus Christ. This signifies also that God is not at all embarrassed or otherwise to use clay like you and I. As a matter of fact, that's his specialty. Why does God place such treasure in vessels that aren't very durable? Paul tells us that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. When someone looks at the messed up, cheap, and not very durable vessel, it can be so evident that it is the power of God through the vessel, because something like this vessel can't possibly produce what it does apart from God. It is important to mention that using the broken, cheap, and not very durable vessel is exactly what God had intended. Paul goes on throughout the rest of the chapter to talk about just how God breaks the vessel. God breaks the vessel that his glory might shine through the broken vessel. Glory to God. Consider how Hebrews 4:15 tells us that Jesus was tempted as we are, yet without sin. His temptation and his result of not sinning as a result of the temptation is what allowed the glory of God to shine. So that's what God is looking for, not the fine china that's got it all together, but the broken clay. That's where the treasure lies. It's the power of what's inside that makes the vessel, not the appearance on the outside. You know, I thought about the power of a simple lighter. Most lighters contain a substance that's called butane, that upon pushing a very button on the lighter, it produces a flame to light whatever is needed. Consider that something so small that can fit in your pocket has something so significantly valuable that can give light in the darkness, provide heat to warm up food or to warm up people in the presence of cold temperatures with no heating system. It can also be used to light a grill to make food for a party or some event. One little vessel has so much power to do so much. They make lighters of different shapes, sizes, colors, and designs these days. But once the butane in the lighter is gone, no matter how many times you push the button on a lighter, it will not produce a flame, and the lighter is henceforth good for nothing. So it's not how big, small, or nice looking the lighter is that counts. It's what's on the inside of the lighter that counts. And so the treasure God placed in us is our butane, if you will, so that we can light up the world around us, recognizing that the source of butane on the inside of us is not there because we put it there, but because God put it there and for His glory. And that's shouting good news to me this morning, that in spite of my cheap makeup and construct, there is something functioning and moving on the inside of me that has the power to set darkness on fire with the light of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we associate hell with fire, but those of us with the treasure, we've got the fire of the Holy Ghost inside of us that has more power than the flames of demonic oppression and forces running rampant in our world today. And this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Glory to God. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you that you have placed the treasure of the power of the gospel on the inside of us. We need not worry about tomorrow or the things of this world, because your word provides comforting and sobering light to us that lets us know we will be all right. We recognize that the vessel is nothing without the treasure of you that's placed on the inside of it. Thus, if we should gain any praise, it goes to Calvary because of who you are on the inside of us. We're not worthy, but we count ourselves honored and privileged to be vessels in which your glorious treasure lies. In Jesus' name we pray. So be it. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining me this morning for the daily devotional. Remember, it's up to you to make it a great day. I look forward to talking to you again on tomorrow morning. God bless and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.